So, Monica, I knew if we stayed with it, he would start to get lost as a.
I forgot the first part of the question. What was that?
But I will give the reporters there a credit for asking some questions, and you got to give Biden credit for somebody we know that is most of the times an imbecile, that he was fairly cognizant. He started to get lost there toward the end, and maybe they've come up with a particular time frame of he's good for, and I didn't put the timer on it how long he lasted, but he mentioned something like there were 300 Afghan forces. I think he probably meant 300,000, but so maybe there's a time limit on how far he can go before whatever it is that he gets before he goes on a does something like this, which is again so rare that he got lost. Now, let me first and foremost say I was wrong. It was a press conference. He did take questions, and I have been suspended without pay for 48 days. Or hours? Or what was that?
Probably 48
Minutes?
hours. I can't imagine you being suspended too long without pay. The interesting thing, though, I still fall back to is the cards that he has to have in front of him to call on specific reporters. And I mean, my question is, are those questions already drawn out for him?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
I mean, we have to be careful of what's coming out of the White House just in general, because they put out a photo of Afghan refugees being, airlifted out. And it turns out the photo was actually from Indians being rescued from I believe it was a typhoon that they had, or it was some sort of natural disaster. So, they're doctoring photos and putting them out to say, look how many people, were trying to get out, how many refugees were trying to get out. So it really throws up the question as to how honest they're being about all of this.
Yeah, similar to the photos of the remember the people in cages that was supposedly Trump's fault. But anyway, listen, I'm gonna jump out of here. Again, at the beginning of this, we just kind of reminded you of one fact, which is that it was found out, and so they backed away from it, that they were going to charge $2,000, up to $2,000, to get people out of Afghanistan. They were going to bill them for that, and yet we fly illegals that cross our border illegally. I know I'm repeating myself there. Anywhere they want to go at your and my expense. So, hey, it's a Friday. One last little thing regarding fires and just getting into the weekend and whatnot, because as I understand it, the smoke's going to start coming into the Carson Valley, Carson City, and Truckee Meadows area. Is just what a bummer of a summer. What's going on? I heard yesterday too that they're going to let this fire, the big fire, the Dixie Fire, burn through the end of the year. Tamarack Fire, there are still hot spots. They're still working on that. And then you got this new fire that, man, what a lousy, lousy summer. It's a nice day today, so enjoy it. I understand it's going to get a little bit worse. It makes you want to go to the California coast. Unfortunately, it's in California, but just to get to the coast, just to get away from the smoke that blows this way. I wish at some point the governor would file a suit, or something would be passed to penalize the federal government. Again, no matter who's in office, the federal government and the state government for not managing our forests. Has anybody seen the price of lumber these days? Do you know how much lumber has been wasted and burned to ash because of environmentalists that will not allow and put up roadblocks to just simply harvesting lumber? That's my axe that I think I've got pretty sharp now. I've ground it to a nub. So with that, I think I'm going to go off and penalize myself with liquor and tobacco for the rest of the day.
So much for going out and enjoying a beautiful day with some blue sky out there. Create more smoke. That's just perfect. Thank you, Jerry Evans, Evans Broadcast Company. It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back right after this with a few of your comments on President Biden's address to the nation.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. As we check just a couple of the texts that are coming in at 884-9910 about what Biden was just speaking about on Afghanistan, and not a whole lot of people are believing what he was saying. It sounded like the same things that he and the entire press corps has been saying for the last couple of days. No real tough questions or anything thrown at him. But I did get this one text that, yes, I do find this very interesting. Monica, do I remember you saying there was an announcement on Arizona this week? Is this stutter speech a cover on Arizona? I would say probably yes, because it was either yesterday or it was supposed to be happening today. Some numbers were given to the U.S. Senate, and they were going to be mulling them over. Nothing is going to be made public from the Arizona audit yet, because they're going to let the politicians and the lawyers go over it first before they make anything public. Which, again, I guess justice just takes time. Time we don't seem to have with the world, I wouldn't say crumbling down around us, but I do believe that we have to be on our toes. Because remember, we have Nevadans all over this world. All over this world that we need to be praying for, that we need to hope are safe. I find this interesting as well. Marcus Luttrell put out a, whatever you want to call it, a tweet, a statement, that no American should ever be left behind for any reason. If there is, you go back in. Quote, we don't leave anybody behind. If there is just one of us over there, you go get him. Marcus Luttrell. And that's true. I wish some of the reporters, or at least one, would have asked the question, what about the reports that the Taliban is going door to door looking for Christians? Because I'm also getting reports from the church associations that pastors are hiding and are praying for their lives. Because I don't know how these people are supposed to, they're even looking for Bible apps on people's phones. So I don't know where Biden is coming up from that, you know, oh yeah, Americans just go to the Taliban checkpoints, show them your passport, and they'll let you through. Would you trust the Taliban? They just beheaded a woman for not wearing her full covering. They said that, you know, oh, no hard feelings, you know, everybody gets a free pass now, you know, we're not going to hurt anybody. From the opposition, from the Afghan military. I don't mean to be gruesome, but we have videos of commanders of the Afghan army being executed. So again, who is Biden putting his faith in? Because I would not be trusting a word that the Taliban is saying. This is exactly what Democrats wanted. Because she was supposed to be elected, and we would have been in a war by now to continue on with this reset that the UN, that the World Economic Forum has said is coming. There's no better way to do it than to be in a war. It's the Monica Jay Show. Yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is Friday. I know after, you know, what we've had to listen to for the last 40 minutes, or it felt longer. It felt longer than it was supposed to be. Maybe it wasn't 40 minutes. I don't know. I don't think he could speak that long. But we'll get to you a couple of your texts here in just a second. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. If the election for U.S. Senator for Nevada was held today, who would you vote for? Captain Sam Brown, Adam Laxalt, Catherine Cortez Masto, or none of the above? That's today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should 30 to 40,000 Afghan refugees be allowed into the country and housed on military bases without being vetted? Remember, our troops, our men and women at those bases are not allowed to carry sidearms. 92% of those participating said no. All right. Paul White joins us right now at 884-9910 to enhance the conversation that we've been having with Joey Gilbert about this Sunday, no masks, no mas rally in downtown Reno. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to call into the program today.
Thanks, Monica. Yeah, we're expecting a huge crowd and great day and great information. People are going to hear about the ineffectiveness, the illegality,
Paul, we have a really bad connection, and I only heard about every other word that you said. So we're going to there we go. That's better.
Good. We've got a great rally for anyone who wants to hear the most current news about the ineffectiveness, illegality and the damage done by these mandates from the governor on the masking and the vaccinations. This is your rally. We'll have a number of parents speaking about it. We'll have,
you know, Paul,
Dr. Fung.
You're going in and out again, and we're not getting
the... Let me stand out. Let's see. Paul, yes. Any better?
That's better.
Okay. Moving around, you're trying to get a good.
Yeah, and it's fading out again. Paul, I have to cut you off, and I'll give the information because I'll be one of the speakers there. It's we got to get you on a landline or a better cell phone, Paul. That's just it. So this Sunday, Joey Gilbert has been a fighter. He has been a fighter for all of us when it comes to the masks, when it comes to fighting OSHA and the ridiculous fines, fighting for, you know, all of us these ridiculous mandates that are not laws that Governor Sisolak keeps trying to pressure us with. And right now, actually, I believe that they're still meeting, the Board of Health looking at mandating shots that are unapproved by the FDA. They are not approved. They are an experiment for the university system. So come out, support him, support the mission to make sure your voice is heard. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be a lot of great speakers. It's at an awesome time, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. It's going to be in downtown Reno at the Believe Plaza. That's where the old ice rink used to be. Okay? So good parking spots since it's Sunday. Right across the street from the federal courthouse. Huge parking lot there. Let's fill it up. Also, I don't park downtown on the weekends, so they say that the meters are also shut down. So, you know, even the metered areas. But we really do want to see you down there. It's going to be a great presentation from all. And, you know, with a much better connection, let's go to the man himself who's putting this all together and fighting for us. It's Joey Gilbert. Hi, Joey. Thanks for calling into the program.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for always making time for me. I appreciate it.
So what do you want to come out of Sunday?
Look, you know, my no mask, no moss rally is very simple. The parents of this town, this isn't political, although it is political. They've made it political. This is about this community. This is about this state. We're done. No masks, no more. No more of this seclusion of our kids, this testing that they're doing now. We didn't have this testing last year. Now they're testing these kids with something that they pulled the emergency use device on because it doesn't distinguish between the flu and COVID. And they're quarantining them. These kids don't want to be away from each other. This is child abuse. They're making them wear masks. So I'm calling the community together to say no masks, no more. Leave our kids alone. This is what it's all about. They're using this. They're using our kids as leverage. They're using them like pawns to force everybody to get the Fauci-ouchie, to force everybody to get the vaccine. It's cruel. It's criminal. And we need to put an end to it. And so the community needs to come out in mass and strength together, and that's what we're there to talk about. Bring your kids, bring every kid you can, so I can make sure they understand they've been lied to. This, they've been scared out of their minds. It's ridiculous. Come out and support no more masks and no more corona nonsense.
Joey, I know you're busy and you know you don't have an opportunity to listen to the show, but by chance did it get back to you about the flyer that was sent out from Free Galena, which is basically about they don't want to wear masks, from a teacher to the kids?
Oh, we're talking about our buddy Justin something, right?
Yes, we are. Justin Colby.
Yeah. Justin Colby. Yeah, I saw that. And you know what? I also saw some fathers put some comments on there that if they saw him, I saw Capurro said, you know, he'd be crushing his head with a rock. Look, that is the most absolutely unacceptable thing you could ever have a teacher. I hope that, you know, that Keller, that Principal Keller, that guy better be terminated immediately. You can not have that kind of an environment, that kind of a human being around your kids. Now we know why these kids are coming up with zero tolerance and losing their minds and have to be protected from themselves now. Because of teachers like that, that Justin, whoever he is, needs to be fired on the spot, or there's going to be parents. I've had 15 calls in my law office to file a lawsuit against the school and Keller personally now, this principal, if he lets them stay, now that we know that this kind of a person is on our high school campuses. It's absolutely unacceptable. The board has lost it. The district has lost it. The superintendent has no control over anything. And that's what we're seeing. Our kids are being tortured by this kind of nonsense.
Well, you know, that's the thing that concerns me is what is the psychological damage that is going to be done? We're not going to see this for years to come. And we know that they want to keep these kids in the mask, but it is psychological torture.
Oh, it's absolutely. You know what? I've sued the governor now in federal court. all right, you can wait, you can't waste any time. Suing the school board's not going to matter. I'm going after this mask mandate with science. And I have three or four of the leading experts on the planet that are going to come out here and destroy any pediatrician. They're not industrial hygienists. They're not industrial safety people. They know nothing about what they're talking about. The worst thing you could do is go to a Nevada hospital or speak to a Nevada local Nevada pediatrician, any of those ones that signed on to the mask mandate or signed on to the vaccine here in town should be fired and should be charged with child abuse. All right. They absolutely know these masks don't work. They affect our kids' psychology, their mental, their spiritual, their emotional, and obviously even their physical well-being. And for them to keep putting our most vulnerable and our beautiful angels in these masks is absolute dereliction of duty. It's reckless. And again, it needs to stop. And so we're taking him to court, obviously, in federal court. And I could see this ended up at the Ninth Circuit, possibly the Supreme Court. And I absolutely plan on winning. They're not going to win this one. The science doesn't support it.
Yeah, because even, you know, if you take away the pediatricians, the orthodontists out there, the doctors of our mouth, the doctors of teeth, they say that this is creating periodontal disease that is going to be lasting for years.
They're losing 15% of their oxygen. They've got these kids running in them. They've got them wearing it. It's absolutely insanity. There's not a shred of science to back it up. They know this. They're threatening teachers. They're using teachers' unions. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, but we're going to put an end to it. We're going to end the governor's emergency powers. You watch. I am laser focused on this. I'm going after the masks. I'm going after the vaccines, and no one should put this needle in their kid. I'm sorry if you already did it, but don't you dare do it again. Don't give them a booster. They don't need it. Most of them have had it. And again, Monica, most importantly, they don't have a test that distinguishes between the flu and COVID. And COVID is less deadly than the flu for these kids 0 through 19. I mean, wake up, America. They're scaring you. They've scared the daylights out of these kids. Made them so fearful of their own shadow for no reason, and someone's got to pay for it. So I say to the kids listening and the parents, get your butt to this thing on 1 o'clock on Sunday, my No Mask, No Moss rally, and let me educate your kids to be brave and to be fearless and to go back to school and stop worrying about this nonsense.
Perfect. Joey Gilbert, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you on Sunday, sir.
All right. Thank you, Monica, and I know you'll be speaking. Thank you so much.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 and 99.1. So, Ryan Zinke, yeah, he was the former commander of Navy SEAL Team 6. Someone who actually knows a little something about what's going on in Afghanistan. That's from Donald Trump Jr. on Twitter this morning. On Breitbart.com, Ryan Zinke is actually, there's an article there, Kabul in danger of becoming an American killing field. Something that you should check out later today so you know exactly what's going on. They can steal the election, but they cannot prop a Biden up. Just a quick text somebody just sent me. That's absolutely, absolutely right. General Flynn coming out after Biden's press conference. China benefits most from U.S. failure in Afghanistan. Yeah, they do. They were one of the first to recognize the Taliban as the ruling government. And it benefits them in all sorts of ways. Not only with allies, but with rare earths, with minerals, gold, gems. Yeah. As we wrap up the show, though, I do want to point this out. Julianne sent me this. Did you catch towards the end when Biden took the canned question from the fella from NPR? When the reporter was finished with his question, Biden says, I thought the question was supposed to be, and then proceeded to answer. Yeah. Just shows those questions are pre-done. I've said it to you before, and I'll say it again. You need to look outside this country for what's going on in the news. This is coming from One American News, where they're taking a story from Europe. Just so you know.
Researchers in Britain are calling on the government to halt their use of coronavirus vaccines immediately after discovering potentially toxic side effects. Here's One America's Pearson Sharp.
More and more evidence from around the world is pouring in that raises doubts about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus. Now, a new report from doctors in England calls for a complete cessation of using COVID vaccines on humans. That's according to the UK-based evidence-based medicine consultancy group, which submitted its findings to Britain's Department of Health, claiming there is, quote, more than enough evidence to declare the COVID-19 vaccines unsafe for use in humans. Doctors say after examining official public health records, they looked at a number of reported side effects from the vaccine, including bleeding and clotting, unexpected immune system reactions, unusual pain reactions, neurological responses, loss of sight, hearing, speech, or smell, or adverse reactions affecting pregnancy, including miscarriage.
Including infertility. Including death. I know I'm just a talk show host. I know I'm just somebody here that's, you know, born and raised in Reading, working here for the last close to 30 years in the biggest little city in the world. But I would never give you information that would put you in harm's way. And I blame squarely the media for causing the fear, for playing into the Fauci syndrome. Talk about derangement. So please, as we go into this weekend, just do your research. Listen to all sources. Don't Google things. Go to DuckDuckGo. This is all being manipulated. So, until then, I hope you get out and do something and have a beautiful weekend. Because every day that we are given is precious. And it could end at any time. It could end from a shot. It could end from a car accident. That's why you have to seize every single day. I hope I see you Sunday at the Believe Plaza, downtown Reno, 1 o'clock. I'll be there. I hope you are too. Love you. Have a great weekend. Samani.